Stories. Right now, it's time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very happy to be joined by Trevor Irwin. Trevor's the Executive Director for Lawrence Wabash Farm Service Agency. Trevor, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the air this morning.
Well, appreciate you coming out here this morning, Trevor, and we've got a lot of things to cover. So let's start with, for folks who aren't very familiar with the Farm Service Agency, some of the things that they do for farmers, producers, you know, and just the agricultural population in general.
So we, as the Farm Service Agency, we administer the farm bill that is passed into law by Congress, and so we are tasked with administering that at the local level. So we offer commodity loans. If you want to start your own farming operation, you can come visit with us, and we have some programs to help out with beginning farmers. So we basically are USDA Farm Service Agency. We are the local presence of the federal side of that. So we are federal, but we are here serving in your local community.
Okay, very good. Now, this week, my understanding, it's Progressive Ag Safety Week.
That's correct. It is Progressive Ag Safety Week, and one thing that we do is that my staff volunteer, and we do what is called Progressive Ag Safety, and we partner up with schools and different entities like Norris Electric and different electric co-ops to provide electrical safety. But what we volunteer with is the Progressive Ag Safety Days. And so what we do is we demonstrate some of the dangers around the farm for fourth and fifth grade school children. So things like grain augers and belts and pulleys and lawnmowers and how fast lawnmowers can throw rocks and that type of thing. And that to basically to educate the kids that are starting to get old enough to think about mowing, here's some of the dangers of it. And ways we accomplish that are we will give them goggles that have tape over them to show them how much more difficult life could be if you had some of those disabilities. We will tape up their fingers with some duct tape to give them an idea of what it's like to lose fingers.
Okay.
We have a prosthetic arm so that they can learn some of those difficulties, as well as wheelchairs so that they can get a taste of how much more difficult it would be to get around that way. So it's a fun, we try to, it doesn't sound fun and lighthearted, but we try to keep it fun and lighthearted, but at the same time deliver a message of how important it is to be safe around all those kinds of things.
And certainly, you know, a lot of young people in this area are growing up in, you know, in that field. And the adults, you know, sometimes they kind of get lazy with that, don't they? I mean, they've done it for years. Like, I'm fine. I don't need the goggles, or I don't need to worry about this or that. And they find out differently.
You think differently about after you realize how fast those blades turn and all. You think differently yourself, even when you're mowing, and you're thinking, oh, I'll just lean over and pick that up off the ground. And then you're thinking, but it couldn't, it takes not much longer to shut it off and get that than it does to lean over and worry about that risk. So it's even for me, being around agriculture my whole life, it is a good reminder of being a little more cautious of things that we are just used to being around.
Absolutely. Okay, so my understanding is that the local agricultural office, that there's actually an opportunity for hiring.
That is correct. I have an opportunity in my office. I'm hiring a temporary employee. They will work full time, and right now they will be on board until January 5th. Okay. And at that point, there's a possibility that it will be extended depending on what our federal budget looks like. That position closes here Tuesday, so if you're interested in this position, please stop by my office, pick up an application, and return it to us by close of business Tuesday.
Okay, and your office is located, for those who aren't familiar?
Basically, the old address is 2810 West Haven. Basically, if you drive out past Walmart and drive out past McDonald's on Old 250, we are on the south side of the road. We are the third building out that way.
Okay, and if anybody just has general questions, you know, agricultural questions for you, can they get a hold of you as well?
Absolutely, they can. It is 618-936-2621. The speed dial on a phone, you get to where you don't call it, you just speed dial.
Right.
618-936-2621, extension 2. And myself or all of my staff will be more than happy to visit with you about this job or any questions that you've got regarding agriculture and programs that are available to you to assist you in your agricultural endeavors.
Okay, there you go. He is Trevor Irwin. He's the Executive Director for Lawrence Wabash Farm Service Agency. Hey, Trevor, thank you so much for joining this morning and sharing about all of this with us.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with the community. Thank you very much for having me.